Wednesday, 30 March 16, broadcast of the Calvary Hour. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Thanks for tuning into the Calvary Hour. This broadcast is sponsored by the Calvary Baptist Church in New Bern, North Carolina. I'm Bill Wingard, your host speaker, and glad to be able to come to you by means of radio, the internet, or however we're reaching you today. If you have your Bibles and can turn with me to Revelation chapter 3 and Matthew chapter 26, I would trust that it would be a blessing to your heart. We are in a long series of messages looking at why God had to walk away, turn away from the children of Israel, allow them to go into captivity, realizing that the wicked shall be turned into hell and all the nations that forget God. We're looking at some New Testament messages to the seven churches in Asia Minor, finding problems that they had to deal with, that we have to deal with, but also finding some great blessings in these churches as well. This has led us into Matthew chapter 26, where Peter has made a bold statement that though all men should forsake the Lord, he never would. And then the others, 11, chimed in and said they would do also. Judas was not with them at this time. He had gone to betray the Lord. But we find that before Peter would deny the Lord, he and the rest of them would have a problem. They would not keep a simple responsibility that the Lord Jesus gave them, and that was to watch and pray that they enter not into temptation. They went to sleep. The bottom line of it is they were in the garden, and they went to sleep. Three times the Lord would go in and pray, Father, if it be thy will, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. What I'm trying to share with you is this, that before Peter would actually deny the Lord, he had gone to sleep on the Lord. You know, faithfulness tomorrow basically depends on faithfulness today. I think we'll all agree on that. The best way in the world for us to plan to be faithful tomorrow is to be faithful today. You remember the parable of the 10 virgins, and when the bridegroom came, it was announced that the bridegroom had come, and they all get up, and five of them were wise, and five were foolish, and five of them had no oil in their lamps, and they were scurrying around trying to borrow some oil and go back and buy some. I mean, they were just asleep on the job. They were not ready, and so they were not able to go into the wedding feast. Now, this has nothing to do with our salvation. I want you to understand that. We don't work for our salvation. Our salvation is not depending on if we go to sleep on the job. Our salvation depends on the faithfulness of our Lord, his death, his burial, and his resurrection. But I do want to say that our being faithful to the Lord is important. And if we're going to be faithful tomorrow, then we are to be faithful today as well. Now, the church of Philadelphia, our Lord commended them in this way. He said, For thou hast a little strength and hast kept my word and hast not denied my name. I told you that I was looking at some notes that I took many years ago. In fact, a message that I preached that Billy Sunday had preached many, many years ago entitled Three Groups in the Garden. And we find that these 11 disciples have different responsibilities. They're in different proximity to our Lord. And what I'm trying to do is apply that in our lives today and to see that we need to draw nigh unto the Lord. And he said he'll draw nigh unto us. It's not sufficient to just say, well, I'm saved and it doesn't make any difference how I live. It does make a difference how we live. And it's not right to say, well, I'm saved, doesn't make a difference whether I serve or not. It does make a difference whether we serve our Lord and serve him faithfully or not. I'm not holding myself up as some great example. I know there's so much that I haven't done that I should have done, but I want to be faithful to our Lord. Now, they had a different proximity to Christ. The eight of them, he just brought into the garden and said, sit ye here. That was it. That was all. Gave them no responsibility. To the three, Peter, James, and John, he brought them further into the garden, and he told them to watch and pray that they enter not into temptation. He gave them a responsibility. He had brought them with him when he went in up on the Mount of Transfiguration. When he went up to be transfigured, he had the same three men with him, Peter, James, and John. They were with him when he raised the little girl from the dead, and now they're with him in the garden. That's where we left off on our last broadcast. And I want you to see that they received different amounts of revelation. To the eight, it was just sit ye here. To the three, it was watch and pray that you enter not in temptation. Now, we receive different amounts of illumination. All of us have access to the same amount of revelation. The revelation of God begins in Genesis 1:1 and finishes in the last chapter, the last verse, the last word of the book of Revelation. We have God's complete revelation. But, dear friend, the Holy Spirit of God illuminates God's word to our hearts. And you know as well as I do, we have different amounts of illumination. Now, I believe that our illumination can be determined greatly by our proximity to our Lord. If we desire to live close to Him, we desire to walk with Him, we desire to follow Him, I think He's going to give us more to do. It's more to do than if we're just sitting inside the garden. You know, if people come and say, well, I'm a member of the church. Well, are you saved? Well, yeah, I've trusted Christ as my Savior. Are you a servant? No, I just go. I mean, that's it. I just kind of go and sit and soak. Well, if all you do is go and sit and soak, you're going to sour. But if you go and sit and soak and serve, dear friend, your life is going to be much more useful to our Lord. And I believe to whom much is given, from them is much to be received. But I believe as He gives us light and we accept that light, I believe He gives us more light as well. You see, there was not only a difference in their proximity, a difference in their opportunities, a difference in their responsibilities, a difference in the amount of revelation, or we would say in our day, the illumination that we received, but there was also a difference in yieldedness on the part of the disciples. Evidently, well, let me just say this. It appears, I'll put it that way, it appears that our Lord did not choose to give the eight responsibilities in the garden. I don't know if it was because they were self-centered, or He couldn't count on them. I don't know why it was. I don't question God's wisdom, nor why He does what He does. God is sovereign. He does what He pleases to do. But I do know this, that the eight had no more responsibilities than just to sit. But the three were more concerned, and I believe they were more yielded to the Lord. Now, our Lord Jesus Christ was the one completely yielded. Oh, that we might be able to pray the prayer that our Lord Jesus Christ prayed. Hear Him three times in the garden. Father, if it be Thy will, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but Thy will be done. Oh, that we be able to pray that prayer in whatever situation we find ourselves, whatever trial we find ourselves, wherever we find ourselves, Father, if it be Thy will, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but Thy will be done. Oh, that we be willing and able to pray that the will of God be done in whatever situation we find ourselves involved in. Now, we're going to see that soon now, our Lord Jesus Christ will be arrested. And that's where we'll find Peter actually denying the Lord. But the rest of them were scattered. This same group that had assured him that they would not forsake him, they would not deny him. Dear friend, I'm not asking you to snap your religious suspenders and boast about what you're going to do. I'll tell you what I want to do. I want to ask God to give me grace to stand. I believe our faith is really going to be tried, and I want to be able to be faithful to the Lord. I want to stand with Him and stand for Him. And may He be able to say, you have a little faith, and you have not denied my name. Well, this broadcast is targeted for midweek. I hope you're making plans, if at all possible, to be in a good fundamental Bible-believing church this midweek time. Prayer meeting is so important. I hope you can be there. If you cannot, and you have access to the internet, let me invite you to join with us at Calvary Baptist Church. Our web address is www.calbat.org. www.calbapt.org. But be in a good fundamental Bible-believing church, physically with the believers if you can. And God bless you. Hope to have you with us on the next broadcast.